Welcome to this podcast about Point Baker and Sumner Strait in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Point Baker is a cape on the south shore of Sumner Strait at the north end of Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska, where a small community with the same name lines the shore of a narrow water passage about 101 miles northwest of Ketchikan and 49 miles west of Wrangell, Alaska. Prince of Wales Island is 135 miles long, 65 miles wide, and has an area of 1.6 million acres. During the Pleistocene glaciation, the island was blanketed by ice over 3,000 feet thick, burying all but its highest peaks. When the ice retreated, ancient people settled the coast for millennia until displaced by the Tlingit, who migrated from the interior. Their name for the island, Tan, means sea lion. In the late 18th century, the Kagani Haida from Haida Gwaii occupied the island's southern half. They established themselves chiefly at Kasan and controlled the southwest coast from Cape Chacon to Sumez Island, including Dahl Island. In the north, the Henya, or Henyakwan, Tlingit enjoyed exclusive rights to resources from Point Baker to Sumez Island, including Kosciuszko, Hiseta, and other islets separating the island from the Pacific Ocean, while the Stikine, Tlingit, controlled the area east to the Stikine River. European explorers arrived in the 18th century from Russia, Spain, Britain, and the United States. In 1793, Captain George Vancouver named the Southern Alexander Archipelago the Prince of Wales Archipelago after King George IV, and Point Baker after Joseph Baker, first lieutenant on the HMS Discovery. Sailing southwest in Sumner Strait from the Stikine River, he rounded the Cape and found safe harbor at Port Protection. His discovery of shelter significantly influenced subsequent maritime navigation in the region. The Tlingit call the passage between Point Baker and Prince of Wales Island, Zasidi Ku, or Small Pass, through which the war party goes at high tide. Although absent from Vancouver's journals, a Tlingit fish camp thrived at Point Baker for trade and subsistence. Salmon returning primarily to the Stikine River migrate through Sumner Strait, exploiting flooding tidal currents along its eastern shore. Strong tidal fronts at Point Baker aggregate plankton, forage fish, and whales, a phenomenon that likely spurred seasonal Tlingit camps for centuries. Following the 1867 Alaska Purchase, Americans flocked here to exploit whales, herring, and salmon. They built fish traps on the Stikine and established salmon canneries at Wrangell. President Theodore Roosevelt established the Alexander Archipelago Forest Reserve in 1902 and proclaimed the Tongass National Forest in 1907. The two merged in 1908 into a 16.7 million acre unit managed by the U.S. Forest Service, with further expansions in 1909 and 1925. In 1919, a floating fish packer visited Point Baker to buy salmon from overnight anchored boats. During the 1920s, up to 100 tents occupied by fishers lined the harbor. This activity continued until the 1930s, when the Forest Service opened the area for private home sites and fishermen built cabins along the sheltered waterways of Point Baker and Port Protection. The first store opened in 1941, followed by a floating post office in 1942. In 1955, Point Baker was withdrawn from the Tongass. Timber cutting in southeast Alaska began early in the 20th century as small hand logging operations targeting high-value trees near tidal wetlands and protected beaches. In the 1950s, partly to aid post-World War II recovery, the U.S. Forest Service signed 50-year contracts with the Ketchikan Pulp Company and the Alaska Pulp Company in Sitka. Meant to complement independent sawlog operations, the contracts enabled the companies to depress log prices, force smaller operators out of business, and become major polluters. Virtually all Tongass timber sales were bought by one of these companies until they closed in the 1990s. Today, Tongass management remains one of the nation's most divisive environmental conflicts. In 1973, port protection fisherman and homesteader Alan Stein established the Point Baker Association to protest clear-cut logging near Point Baker. In 1975, the group launched a federal lawsuit that halted the operation, prompting Congress to pass the National Forest Management Act of 1976. The act required the U.S. Forest Service to develop management plans for national forests, set timber sale standards, and regulate harvesting to prevent permanent damage. Today, the Forest Service must use a systematic, interdisciplinary approach to manage resources and assess the nation's renewable resource demand, along with environmental and economic impacts. In 1989, Point Baker residents filed a lawsuit demanding buffer strips on all Tongass salmon streams and protection for Salmon Bay, a neighboring watershed with a key salmon stream on the northeast coast of Prince of Wales Island. The following year, the Tongass Timber Reform Act mandated 100-foot buffer strips along all salmon streams, although only part of the Salmon Bay watershed was safeguarded. Despite pervasive clear-cutting, the Tongass remains one of America's largest natural carbon sinks, making its long-term health vital to mitigating global warming. Yet warmer, drier conditions have already triggered a widespread die-off of yellow cedar, one of the first species to exhibit direct effects of climate change, while hemlock, the region's most prevalent tree, now faces a sawfly infestation that damages its needles. Even as forest health falters, political and industrial interests push to clear-cut millions more acres. However, the 21 roadless area conservation rule kept around 9 million acres of the Tongass out of reach of timber companies. These areas, which contain some of the oldest and largest trees, are crucial to the forest's overall health. In 2021, the award-winning film Understory documented the struggle to preserve the largest remaining temperate rainforest on Earth. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.